This is Pamela Rice. This is Hard News Vegan. And as people know, I am the author of 101 Reasons Why I'm a Vegetarian. It comes both in pamphlet form. We've got about 200,000 of those guys out there in circulation, and in book form, Lantern Books. Today is September 24, 2007, and in the background you hear Gothic Prelude by Kathy Reynolds. Thank you, Joseph Puentes, for technical support. And today I want to talk about outreach. I want to talk about vegan outreach. Okay, I'm going to talk about basically educating the public on the street about veganism, right? I know a little bit about this. I've been doing it regularly for 17 years in New York City. And it's a passion for me, I guess you might say. And I am generally surprised that more people are not into it. I guess they're afraid. We live in this meat-eating society, but there's nothing to be afraid of. And vegan outreach gives you nothing but immense satisfaction. It is immensely rewarding, and you meet wonderful people, and you're doing a world of good, a world of good. In fact, I contend even that even if you don't speak to people, even if you don't get a chance to speak to people, if you're wearing a signboard like I do, or a similar one to the one I do, which states, "Ask me why I'm a vegetarian," which is a great introductory little phrase, which gets people to literally come up to you and ask you why you're a vegetarian or vegan, you know. And then you get a chance at that time to give them a copy of 101 Reasons Why I'm a Vegetarian. A lot of people, it's actually very rare that people come up and actually ask you. They do, but they don't do it too often. They see that you're handing out information about vegetarianism and veganism. I use the word vegetarian. I did because I got into this so many years ago, and my signboard says vegetarian, and people weren't using the word vegan that much back then. But actually, I like using the word vegetarian because it's a word really that people, you know, no matter, you know, how clueless you are about the meatless lifestyle, you do know the word vegetarian. You might not know the word vegan, you know. So anyway, so people do come over, and most of the time they just take your flyer. They take the flyer. We never shove flyers in people's hands. We never make them take a flyer when they don't want one. Flyers, you know, cost too much money, basically. They cost us, a fair amount of money, of course. You know, we don't want to waste them. If people just throw it in the garbage, you know, it's absolutely no good. So we identify ourselves with our signboards and with signs that we carry. We have costumes and things like that. And my point is that people are, I don't know if it's exactly a pun, but people are hungry for information about veganism and vegetarianism. They really don't get any information, no practical knowledge, no practical information. Why? I mean, I know when I was still a meat eater and I knew of vegetarians, that was my first question. Why would somebody want to, you know, quote unquote, deprive themselves of eating all the foods that they could, you know? That was just the pressing question in my mind. So, you know, there's going to be people out there who have that pressing question. You know, I will say that I would imagine that most of the people these days who do not take a flyer are people who know enough, thanks to people like PETA, who have basically advertised the vegan lifestyle more than Viva Veggie, the group I represent, ever have. It's basically known that there's a lot of animal cruelty out there. And I believe that most of the people who do not take flyer are basically afraid of what they will read in the flyer. But there's a lot of, but, you know, just the same, you know, there are When you live in New York City and you go to one of these events where there's lots and lots of people on the street, you know, you have super amounts of opportunities to meet people and to confront people. It's a river of people many times. You just go to the park. You don't even have to have a special event. But the Feast of San Gennaro, which I want to talk about, is a real event, a street event in New York City where you will find lots and lots of people. Okay, and this is what we like to do. Viva Veggie Society, which I represent, a nonprofit organization, we do our outreach where there are lots and lots of people. You know, we go to special events like Earth Day, but we basically just, you know, we don't need to pay to do outreach, because there are always streams and streams. You can just go on an avenue, for crying out loud, in Midtown, and you get basically a parade of people that you can, you know, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to come over, all right? I want to talk about how rewarding it is to do outreach, you know, and it is that. Like I say, people do come up to you, and they will take your flyer. A lot of people come up, and they say, can I have one of those, you know? Say, absolutely, we're happy to give them out. These are bought and paid for because they have, I have 55 sponsorship boxes in that flyer. So the sponsors have paid for the printing, okay? And that's what they're there for, to give out to people, educate. And it's so unbelievably rewarding. People speak to you, they talk about their special concerns, they have questions. And I'm telling you, you know, I'm the hard news vegan, right? Okay, and I know lots of stuff about policy issues regarding the environment. I know environmental issues and policy issues and things about that. And I know just about everything there is to know about the production of farmed animals and how they're raised. I know about almost all of the health issues have to do with meat. I know about nutrition and diseases that are tied to the meat-based diet, going on and on and on. You know, everybody knows I know about that stuff. But, you know, you don't have to know all that stuff, you know, to do vegan outreach. All you have to know is what you know. What you know as a vegan is how to get along. How to get along in a meat-eating community. We're in a meat-eating, you know, society, all of the USA. But, you know, in your community, you know where to go. In New York City, you know how to get, you know, in New York City, I mean, it's not even, it's hardly even worth talking about. There's just so much plant-based foods, you know, to choose from. And there's convenience foods here galore. You know, you can even go to a steakhouse in New York City and get something to eat if you're a vegan, you know, here in New York City. There's a lot of consciousness about people who want to eat vegan in this town. But a lot of people are afraid to do it. You know, they want to talk to a real person, okay? So even if you don't know all the details, you know, that would be in the 101 reasons, you don't have to know that. And anyway, most people don't really ask all the questions. You can always refer them to me if there's, because I'm always around, okay? What I'm trying to say is, people, we need to get out there, you know? You know, I'm a child of the 60s, and back then there was the draft, and this is what was, I believe, I mean, obviously, this was the consolidating issue. This was the thing that brought people together. This is what brought throngs and throngs of people to protest the Vietnam War. Well, now we have an all-volunteer army, and we don't have young people in the street. We don't have sit-ins and love-ins, well, not love-ins, but sit-ins at the universities. We don't have any activism, almost nothing. It's nothing to speak of. Whoever, you know, the students of the 1960s, you know, this was in the news every single day, you know. What were the students saying? There were student leaders, and there was activism, and there was a new way of looking at things. There was the ecology movement, and there were all this going on. Young people were active. I'm sorry, where are the young people today? Where are the young people today? Which leads me, I'm gonna berate you young people, and you know, you deserve it. I'm sorry. Vegan outreach is rewarding. It has the greatest impact. I believe that the big animal rights and organizations should be out there. They have these multi-million dollar campaigns that they put forth with the big media and all this thing. What they ought to be doing is empowering and financing young people and old people alike who want to do outreach, pay like $15 an hour. That, you know, your millions of dollars would go a long way. Make people into vegans on the street level. Have people wear, you know, be evangelical about it, you know. But what do we have these days? We have like some aging hippies. Like, I'm not really an aging hippie. I don't know if I was ever a hippie. But people from the 60s, like myself, and this other gentleman who wears the Peapod costume, he likes to remain anonymous. He's 60 years old, guys, you know. He still has that idealistic spirit that we, that people of our era got in the 1960s, you know, protesting the Vietnam War. You know, I know it was all about the draft, you know, but there were lots of other issues that people learned about, civil rights and animal rights and ecology and all these things. People got in the street. You know, nothing is going to change. You know, nothing is going to change till people get in the streets. That's just the way it is. You know, that's the truth. There is no way around that. That's like a axiom or something, you know. And, you know, ask Gail Sharpton. He's still out there in the street. At the drop of a hat, he's out there. You know, he gets what he wants. He got Imus fired, you know. And when's the last time vegans got anything, you know? You know, we're constantly abused. Our lifestyle is ridiculed, and we have no say-so about anything. Animals are, the lives of animals is horrible. Vegans should be out there. We have a health crisis in America. Vegans should be out there in the street, okay? Our environment is imploding, and much of it is because of animal agriculture. I'd say half of it. It's because of animal agriculture. Where are the vegans? Okay, I'm sorry. We need activism. So, day in the life, 2 days in the life of a vegan activist myself, Pamela Rice, okay, in New York City. I live on Mulberry Street. And I'll tell you, I live on Mulberry Street, and the Feast of San Gennaro is one big horror. It's a cavern. It's basically, you've got narrow streets all from the 19th century. That's when they were. So it's narrow streets. And you've got these row houses going the complete length, you know, of Mulberry Street. They were most of them, built in the 19th century. They were about four flights high, maybe five flights high. They're all walk-ups, most of them. No elevators back there in the 19th century. So it's a cavern. So everything, noise and fumes, and smells and everything, and all the junk that goes on in the San Gennaro feast. This is one hell of a feast. This is a feast on steroids, people. This is where we did activism on Saturday and Sunday. We tried to do Saturday. We got rained out. So I have, over the years, over the many 20 years I've been living on Mulberry Street, I have called the police, not just during the San Gennaro feast. There's so much noise on that during the feast. It's not even funny. All night, the vendors make noise. They construct their booths. Basically, the whole San Gennaro feast is something, it takes where the cars are normally parked on both sides of the street. It's all made up of these booths made out of wood, which they construct on the spot, sawing and pounding nails and constructing till all night. You can't sleep. They call the police, they don't come. Remember that. I'm going to talk about why that's significant regarding our activism on Mulberry Street this weekend. Saturday we got rained out, all right? So Sunday, Pinella Peapod, God bless, gentleman, wants to remain anonymous. 60 years old guy, you know, he doesn't eat that well. He eats a bad diet. You know, he's a vegan, okay, but he eats a very bad diet. And he just doesn't have the energy. He, you know, if he ate more properly, he'd have more energy. But he, after an hour, Saturday we got rained out. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Saturday we had two other people with us. Guess what? Neither one of them was Native American. They were both from India. joining Viva Veggie Society to do outreach on Mulberry Street for the San Gennaro Feast. Okay? Where are the American young activists? You know, I mentioned all this business about me being, you know, a child of the 60s and the activism and the protests of the 1960s. It's you know, well known. Where are the young people now? Where are the young people? I'm sorry. You've got to get out there. You've got to get out there. Okay, so Saturday we had two people from India, myself and this other American-born 60-year-old man who does the Peapod costume. God bless. He's a hero. He's a real hero. Okay, and, you know, we need a young person to wear the Peapod costume, but no one signs up. I sent out emails to my list, maybe 400 people. What do I get? Two people from India. Of Indian, they're neither one are native or even citizens of U.S. of the United States. Okay, it rained out, so we all went to lunch. Our 60-year-old Peapod, he took us to lunch. God bless. So I rescheduled. No one but Peapod came the following day, Sunday. Okay, where are the people? Where are the activism? Is it not enough what I've done? You know, with my 101 reasons, have I not educated vegans enough to the issues, why, how important it is for society to shift over to a vegan diet, vegetarian diet, to reduce the amount of meat in the diet, okay, for health reasons. So Sunday, the Peapod, this gentleman comes out, he tuckers out. We had a great, great outing, I mean, for how long it lasted, which wasn't very long, because this guy tuckered out after about an hour. We reached so many people, we passed out flyers, connected with people who were interested in the vegan diet. Some people were telling us that they had just become vegan. They were so pleased to see us out there. I gave people hugs because they've told me they had just become vegan. It was inspiring. It's a poignant kind of moments you have with people. They look at you and they say, wow, you know, thank you so much for doing this. It's so rewarding. I can't tell you how much reward comes. It's satisfying and it's to do outreach, right? And the conversations you have with real people, and it's so satisfying, all right? So then the guy, he tuckers out, he goes upstairs, he takes a nap for about an hour, okay, then he says, let's go back down again. So we did. And it's a hassle getting all that costume on, Peapod costume. By the way, you can see a picture of Penelope Peapod at vivaveggie.org. That's VIVAVEGIE. That's vivaveggie1g.org. Okay? And you can see a picture of Penelope Peapod. It's an awesome costume. All right? We got it donated. Read the story at the website. So it was just Penelope Peapod and myself on Sunday. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. You know, I email everybody, right? No one shows up. We can't even get the two people from India on Sunday. They did come out for Saturday. They were willing to, but we got rained out. All right. So then we go back downstairs again, and we start passing out flyers. And a woman came over, a very unpleasant woman with a big fat behind. She was fat all over, all right? She was one of these vendors, one of these type of vendors that makes the sausages like 2-3 feet long, these coils of God knows what's in those sausage intestines, I guess, whatever they, casings, that they feed these people. You know, it's really frightening. Okay, so she complains. Well, she comes up to me and she says, what are you doing? What are you doing? All right, so I says, I'm a nonprofit organization. I'm a resident of this street. I live right up there, you know, on Mulberry Street. You people make a lot of noise. You disrupt my life for 2 weeks, you know. This is my street. You are a guest of my street, all right? A nonprofit organization. We're not asking for any money, okay? The police are right here. They're not even asking us to stop, you know. I'm exerting my First Amendment rights. Okay, so she walked away, but she continued to complain. I had a policewoman come over to me. She asked me a bunch of questions. I told her the same thing. Then 20 minutes after that, again, another police officer says, okay, we've just been getting too many complaints. We can't have vegan activism, you know, at this feast. You're going to have to move. So here you go. I called the police at least 50 times in my 20 years, just about noise in general, on Mulberry Street, because, you know, there's the restaurants, and there's a lot of noise on my street like you wouldn't believe. Disruption all the time. I call the police, you know, say, can you please send an officer over? Not once in my 20 years have the police ever gone to tell a bunch of drunken kids to move on, or maybe send them down to headquarters, you know, and say, you know, give them a fine for disrupting the peace. Never. This has never, ever happened, okay? Not in my 20 years, all right? Never. One woman who comes to my street, Mulberry Street, where I live, okay? And she says, I don't want vegan activists out there, okay? By the way, I'm not at a booth. I'm at a crossroads. I was at Spring Street. I was on public property in the middle of the street, which is all blocked off for the feast, okay? And I was passing out flyers with a guy in his beautiful costume. People say that this is the best costume they've ever seen, all right? People taking photographs, having a ball, loving Penelope Pod, coming up to us, asking us for the information we have in the flyer, 101 Reasons Why I'm a Vegetarian. And so that's a day in the life. And I think that vegans will continue to get this kind of abuse as long as all you young vegans, I mean, I really blame the young vegans because they have the energy. I mean, I'm 52 years old. I don't have the energy. Honest to God, I have a lot more energy, I think, than meat eaters my age. I truly believe that. But I don't have the energy I did when I was young, all right? So you young people, you need to get out there. You need to join Viva Veggie Society doing outreach, okay? And if you're an older person listening to this broadcast, you tell your niece, nephew, all those nieces and nephews, you have all those people, or they're all vegans. Young people are vegans these days. They've got to become active. They've got to do outreach. Outreach is where it's at. By the way, I just want to give a quick plug. We're putting together, trying to put together a vegan, veggie pride parade. We're hoping for May 2008, going through Greenwich Village. We've already put through our request to the precinct. And, you know, if vegans don't get out there, then, I've been saying it before, the blood is on our hands. Because this society and the world around us, for that matter, the developing world is adopting the meat diet. And that means more animal cruelty. That means, you know, we have to educate people of the virtues of the vegan diet. We have to, all right? It is imperative, absolutely imperative. And vegans, I believe, are the chosen people, today's chosen people. Almost like God's chosen people. I wouldn't say that we're God's chosen people. We are a certain kind of chosen people. We know, we are conscious of animal suffering. And it's up to us. You know, we have this burden of being chosen. It's our burden. We have to take it seriously. It is our mandate. We need to get out there and educate, because if we don't, meat eaters cannot be counted on to see the virtues of the vegan diet. They're not going to see the virtues. They're not going to advocate a vegan diet or meatless diet or eating less meat. We've seen that already. People like Al Gore, okay? Even though there's overwhelming evidence that that global warming is tied to the meat center diet, big time, okay? It's a direct correlation, direct link. But he's not talking about it, so it's up to us. So it's our burden. We are, as the chosen people, that's what I say, okay? We must become vegan activists, and yet the young people have abdicated their responsibility here, really. We are the chosen people. Young people need to get out there. They must, okay? Or our world is down the tubes. If anybody wants me to explain that to me, that's what this whole podcast is about. I'm not getting into that this time. You read the 101 Reasons. You read my book, 101 Reasons Why I'm a Vegetarian, Lantern Books. For now, I'm going to cut it short. I've been going on here for way too long. Just to, you know, reiterate that the police listened to an overweight woman who was selling the cut up carcasses of animals, tortured animals, we are sure of that, in casings, being fried, given third degree burns on a grill, handing this out. This is not food, okay, to people, and contributing to their heart disease and all the other ailments and serious diseases, and possibly even killing them with, you know, if that pork is not cooked properly, you could get trichinosis poisoning, of course. Contributing to the environmental degradation. Okay, so all these things going on by selling this product, and yet vegan activists were asked to leave. And I'm a resident of Mulberry Street. I live on Mulberry Street. I was asked to leave. So that, and you know, this is an abuse that is intolerable. But the abuse will continue as long as vegans stay home, as long as they do not do outreach. We must get in the streets. We, and the big animal rights and vegan and vegetarian organizations, PETA, Humane Society of the United States, Farm Sanctuary, all do wonderful, wonderful things. But I think that they ought to take their millions and millions of dollars and just pour it into the grassroots, and just pay young people to go out and pass out flyers and make people into vegans. That's what you need to do. By the way, that's not my idea. That's Gary Francione. Look it up. Gary, you know how to spell Gary. Francione, F-R-A-N-C-I-O-N-E. Italian guy, right? he wasn't at the feast, you know. But he supports people like me because you know what we're about? We're about making people into vegans. That's what we're all about. And it's little by little. And if all the vegans got up there and did it, we'd have a different world. And we wouldn't get the abuse we did. We would be respected. I mean, again, just look at Al Sharpton. You know, people maybe don't like what he says. I like him. I like Al Sharpton. But people may not like what he says, but boy, oh boy, they respect him. He gets people like Imus fired, okay? Because he gets people out into the streets. That is the only way. We are, the moment vegans are basically invisible, we're a joke. We're a punchline and a joke on sitcoms, all right? We are obscure. We're in the closet. We don't want to admit that we're vegans. We use the term plant-based diet. We don't use the word vegetarian or vegan. We're afraid to use that because, you know, but I've said it before, you know, if we're too afraid to use the word vegan or vegetarian, then why would anybody want to be one? Okay? That's what I always say to the people who want to hide what they're really about. You know, my father was telling me that on the Oprah show, there's a guy, I'm ignorant of this, I gotta admit, but he tells me that there's this nutritionist that Oprah puts on all the time, and he talks about abundant health. He talks about health. He's basically talking about a vegan diet. He never uses the word vegan. He never uses the word vegetarian, okay? So, you know, but really, truly, if you're afraid to use the word vegan or vegetarian, then why would anyone want to be it? So I say, let's stand up, be proud, use the word vegan, vegetarian, be proud. Stand there with a sign, ask me why I'm a vegetarian, right on the street, pass out a flyer, you know, there's lots of them out there, come on. Tons of them from FARM, Viva Veggie, we've got tons of them. PETA, Farm Sanctuary has great ones, and Humane Society of the United States, they all have flyers. They all have, Farm Sanctuary has like, you know, just they have every subject. God bless. I mean, they really have covered every subject. And they're all, you know, we have to support activism. We have to get out there, young people. Okay, I think I've said that way too much now. This is Pamela Rice. This is Hard News Vegan. Thank you, Joseph Puentes. God bless, for technical support. This is September 24, 2007. This is New York City, broadcasting from New York City. am broadcasting actually from the Vegetarian Center of New York City. You know, you can come here, you can get flyers. Okay, I've said enough. Okay, that's it. Over and out.